this is our chance to choose ambition. That is what the Airports Commission has done. They've chosen ambition because this has never been about concrete. It's never been about a runway. It's about the future for our country, the future for London. Do we aspire, do we have the ambition to be one of the world's leading trading nations right at the heart of the global community? Or are we prepared to accept second best? Are we prepared to be progressively relegated in the league tables, losing our place at the world's economic top table, increasingly on the branch line to growth, overtaken by some of our rivals? The Airports Commission has chosen ambition. One thing that has come very clearly out of the Airport Commission's work is the role that Heathrow plays in our economy. We help to keep Britain right at the heart of the global economy. We help to keep London as a world city. And it's a pretty obvious statement, but it's true that a world city must be connected to the world. And that is what we do. It is the long-haul flights from Heathrow that make London such a powerful economic driver. It makes it so easy for people to come to this country. We are the engine that allows inward investment to come here to invest in our infrastructure, invest to make London and England, the UK, their economic base. It's also the route for tourists and for students to come here, but it's a key route for our exports as well, and our exporters going to global markets. If we want to grow our economy, we need to be better connected to the growing markets of the world for our exports than any other competing economy, and that is what Heathrow allows us to do. We have 75 long-haul destinations served out of Heathrow that aren't served by any other airport in the UK. That is a huge and valuable asset to the UK. And very few other countries in the world have anything close to that. That is what helps to keep Britain in the game. And we complement the roles of other UK airports in doing so. Other UK airports do a fantastic job for their economies. We help to complement that. And by feeding in and giving regular connections into those long-haul international markets. But it's exports which is the great opportunity. Over a quarter of Britain's exports go by air on the same passenger planes from Heathrow. Over a quarter. But we're at capacity. So our trading opportunity as a country is limited by our constraint here at Heathrow. We need to change that. If air routes are the arteries down which Britain's trade flows, then Heathrow is its beating economic heart. We need a bigger, healthier heart and more arteries to support the growth of our economy. And let me give you an example of how the hub works. If you take an important route like Tokyo, we have four flights a day to Tokyo, three different airlines competing for your business. That's a fantastic choice for Britain. It's also a fantastic opportunity for London, that London is the best place to be if you want to go to Japan. And on those flights, you will not only have the financiers and the accountants and the lawyers going to Asia's financial centre, you will also have high-quality, fresh Scottish salmon on its way to the seafood markets of Japan. Got to be there in 24 hours. Heathrow provides the route by which that flows. You will also have motor executives from the northeast going back to head office. Very important route that supports the inward investment that Japanese companies have made over here. But also on those flights, you'll have Brompton Bikes going to one of their biggest export markets. You will have students and tourists going home. That is the way that the hub works. It's a very important flow for this economy. And that flow is repeated every 45 seconds, 1,300 times a day, 365 days a year. That is Britain at work. Now, our ambition is to be a great front door for Britain, and we've invested heavily in order to support that. We've invested £11 billion of private money to rebuild Heathrow while keeping it operating in the last 10 years. So gone are the sticky carpets and leaky roofs that you might have been familiar with 10 years ago. And here is a world-class airport, Terminal 5, Terminal 2, refurbished Terminals 3 and 4. And Terminal 1 closed 2 weeks ago forever to make way for an enlarged Terminal 2 and the next phase of redevelopment of Heathrow. We want to be a world-class experience that Britain can be proud of. And that's a strange words to say, but 10 years ago, if I'd asked you to be proud of Heathrow, I would have got some very blank looks at best. But today, we can be proud of what Heathrow does, not just for the economy, but it is a world-class airport and is regularly now rated ahead of Amsterdam as the best major airport in Europe. It's a fantastic asset for us. My ambition is not just to be the best in Europe, it's to be the best airport in the world. And that is where we are headed to. And it's going to take a lot of investment, not just in assets, but also in service to allow us to get there. We are a service organisation, and I hope you will increasingly see that coming through. But expansion is critical to us as an economy, and investment in infrastructure. And there's a good reason why that is the case, as we in London know. We cannot take the advantages we've had historically for granted. If you were to look at London docks, 50 years ago, they dominated the world trade. They had their biggest ever year, I think, 50 years ago. And yet within 20 years, they had closed because of lack of investment, lack of adaptation to change. While other people changed their business models, we stood still and we lost out. Now, I'm not suggesting for a moment that the same will happen to our airports, that Heathrow will disappear in 20 years if we don't do something. But we can start to see the progressive overhauling of something we have taken for granted in this country, being the best connected country in the world, by things that our competitors are doing. Just in the last 12 months, Dubai, to great fanfare, has overtaken Heathrow as the best, the biggest, busiest international airport in the world. Something that we have kind of taken for granted for decades has now changed because of lack of investment in new capacity at Heathrow. In terms of connections, we have for many, many years been the best connected airport in the world, more long-haul destinations than anyone else. But in the last 12, 24 months, we've been overtaken by Paris. Our great rival as a leading European city has overtaken us with more long-haul connections than we have, simply because we don't have the capacity. So this is why things need to change. We cannot sit back and assume that we will always be the winner just because we have in the past. But it's us who needed to change. We needed to do a better job to have a better plan. And I think this is where the Commission's work has been so valuable. First of all, I think the Prime Minister took great leadership by setting out the conditions on which airport expansion should be supported. You will remember, many people remind us, that it's not that long ago that he ruled out airport expansion in the southeast. He wasn't the only one. The other major parties also withdrew their support after the last election. But within 2 years, and with cross-party support, he had set out conditions upon which expansion should take place to support the long-term economic plan, and he had cross-party support for doing so. And those were tough conditions, built primarily around the local community, sustainability, and the economic case. And the last 3 years has given us the opportunity to change our plans, and we started that by listening to local communities. What are their concerns? And the local community is our community. There isn't a sort of Heathrow and local community. Almost a quarter of jobs in the local area are jobs at Heathrow or supported by Heathrow. Almost anyone in the local area will know somebody who works for us. We're very much embedded in the local community. And if you were going to our local schools, as I did on my first day in this job 12 months ago, the kids in the local schools are the kids of people who work here at Heathrow. They will come and work for us one day. We have an absolute interest in making sure they get the best possible education and have the best possible career paths coming in. So we have been working hard over many years to make sure that we are a good neighbour, that we minimise our negative impact on the local community, we maximise the benefits. And just as an example, we've reduced the emissions from the airport by 16% over 5 years by actions we and the airlines and our community have taken. Heathrow today is quieter than it has been probably since the 1970s, in spite of being substantially larger. We have no more cars on the road today as a result of the airport than we had 25 years ago, even though we have 80% more passengers. These are changes that we have made by investing in doing the right kind of things. And actually, we just won an award as the best airport in Europe for eco-innovation. We are taking a lead in many of the things that we work on. But we need to do more. And what we learned from the Airports Commission process is the kind of things we need to do. And as Phil said, some of them, when we first started out, would have seemed very difficult. Too difficult. In fact, some people challenge us to say Heathrow will never adopt the EU standard for noise insulation. Well, we have. That is our proposal, that with expansion, we will adopt the 55 decibel measure, which has been used in France and Germany when they have expanded their airports. And we'll not just do that for people in the new flight path, we'll do it for people in the existing flight paths as well. That is a concession that I don't think our shareholders could have imagined accepting 3 years ago, but through this process, through constructive engagement with our communities, that is where we've got to. So when I look at the conditions that the Commission has set, I take Phil's point that they are a package. Many of those conditions are ones that we have already proposed. Some of them are new, and we will need to assess those as a package. But I think there is a deal to be done here. I think there is an opportunity, finally, that we do the right thing. And the Prime Minister, having taken one leadership decision 3 years ago in setting up the Commission, I think will make the leadership decision again to do what is right for this country, to bring it together, to make sure we're connected to all the growing markets of the world, that all parts of the UK, by rail or by air, is connected into those growing markets to help to rebalance the economy, that we have the capacity to become Europe's leading exporting nation. I think he will make that decision. And I think he will see the opportunity we have with jobs and growth. 40,000 new jobs at the airport alone is a huge prize for local communities, and that is something we will be working on starting pretty much straight away to make sure we've mapped those out, we understand exactly the skills we need, and we are working with local schools and colleges to deliver those. But it's not just 40,000 jobs at the airport, it's 180,000 jobs up and down this country, over £200 billion of economic growth. That is the Prime Minister's long-term economic plan, and we can help him to deliver it. And I'm never going to suggest that this is easy, but the Prime Minister did say recently, we have to end the complacency that has sometimes infected our national life, that says some problems are too big, that we can put up with second best. Well, I'm never going to suggest this is easy. If it was easy, it wouldn't have taken 3 years, or it wouldn't have taken 50 years to get to this point. But it's certainly not too big, and it is within our grasp. This may be our last opportunity to jump ahead of Paris and Frankfurt, the French and the Germans, to be Europe's leading economy. And we need to be ambitious to take the right decisions in our generation to secure the prosperity that we have enjoyed for future generations. As many of us know, the future is not just in Asia. With the right infrastructure connecting London and all of Britain to growing markets, the 21st century could be our century. Britain can be an economic powerhouse at the heart of the global economy, and London can be the engine room for the country, the engine room for growth. The city that is building Crossrail can expand Heathrow. This is our moment. Let's be ambitious. Let us show leadership, and let's get on with it.